Are you getting me? It's like trying to minister to a dog. If you want the dog to understand, you better make him like a human being. If he cannot, you better come down to his level. So God had to come down to our level, because at that time, we were still in the realm of the animal kingdom. Man was dust. Are you understanding me? So God had to bring something that will appeal to us, but yet he can still touch us with that thing. That is why the blood that could save them was equivalent to that. It was a blood of goats, lambs, and all these goats. Amen. So people had to carry a lot of goats and kill their goats. Amen. But in the new covenant, God said, forget your goats. You know something? Because something better has been established. Praise the Lord. The word of the Lord says it is a better covenant. Praise God. And I'm going to the scripture very soon, but I'm trying to lay a foundation. The reason is because I've seen by experience that it's one thing for us to speak, it's another thing for us to hear what we are saying. Praise God. And I had a leaders meeting last week, and I said, somebody called me and said, people don't hear what you are saying. Praise God. And since that thing has been on my heart, but my heart is, everything I ask is, Lord, are people really hearing the Lord? Praise God. You know why? Because hearing the Lord in the old covenant is different from now. It happened in the days of Elijah. We're going to go deep more into that. But I thank God for the work that Minister Dapo has been doing. But in the new covenant, God is dealing with us like people who are flesh of his flesh and bone of his bone. Praise the Lord. In the eye of God, you are, in fact, even the angels does not see you the way you see yourself. That is why sometimes the angels are in disagreement with even us. Because they come to us to deal with us the way they will deal with Christ. But we expect them to be to us the same way they were with Elijah, with Moses. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. And I have nothing against anything that the church is today. But my mind keeps going, because I know that if the church does not break through into this realm, our breakthrough will just be on a surface thing. Hallelujah. Everything we'll ever know about breakthrough is always to be the way we want the Lord to touch us, to bless us. We will always be individualistic and never able to walk in the love of God. Praise the Lord. We will always expect God to do things. It's like Naaman. The word also said, Naaman said, Elisha, I told you, turn your hands like this, turn your hand this way. And that is what we'll always be expecting. We'll always be expecting those who will turn their hands this way and that way and kind of perform wherever. Whereas God's intention for us is to come to a knowledge that things have changed now. Hallelujah. What was happening on the outside is now on the inside of you. Praise God. What Israel was seeking for on the outside is now in the inside of you. Are we understanding me? The things that we kind of like expect is already on the inside of you. Praise God. And so it is a total different dispensation entirely. Hallelujah. For someone to live at this time without the knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ is actually something that we need to correct. And we need to begin to think about and say, with all these times of ministration, we ought to have our hearts above and not beneath. Praise God. I have come here, I started this way because, like I said, I've been preaching for too long, and I found out that preaching is better. You speak the word of the Lord, you bring a word of the Lord and speak to the people of God. Amen. And Jesus said something. A woman came to him and said, Lord, our fathers told us that we must go and worship on this mountain and on that mountain. I want us to turn to John chapter 4. Praise God. The book of John chapter 4. I'm going to verse 24, but there's a point I want to strike before we get there. John chapter 4. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Are we there in John chapter 4? I'll read from verse 7. Say, a woman of Samaria came to draw water. Jesus said to her, give me a drink. For his disciples had gone away into the city to buy food. Then the woman of Samaria said to him, how is it that you, being a Jew, ask a drink from me, a Samaritan woman? For Jews have no dealings with Samaritans. Jesus answered and said to her, if you knew the gift of God and who it is who said to you, give me a drink, you would have asked him and would have given you living water. The woman said to him, sir, you have nothing to draw with and the well is deep. Where then do you get that living water? Are you greater than our father Jacob, who gave us the well and drank from it himself, as well as his sons and his livestock? Jesus answered and said to her, whoever drinks of this water will thirst again. Whoever drinks of this water will thirst again. Now, the person that the woman recognized as giving them the water was Jacob. He said, Jacob and our fathers, are you greater than them? Great. Jacob was a covenant child. Jacob was a man that walked with God. Jacob was somebody that knew God. He knew God and he had an experience with him. He was the one that wrestled with God. He so much wrestled with God that he prevailed. Bible says that after he wrestled with God, he had to change his name to Israel. And when you go even to the list of the heroes of faith, Bible talks about the faith of Jacob. So Jacob was a man of God. And the woman said, do you want to say, this is a well that Jacob gave us. Jacob walked with God. Hallelujah. But Jesus said, yeah, this might come from Jacob, but this is a greater Jacob. And whatever you receive from that dispensation, if you still drink of this water, you will still drink of it and die. Hallelujah. In other words, everything that was done in all those dispensations, they were not the full heart of God. They were just a part. They were not just a whole counsel. They were not what will give life. Are we hearing me? Sorry, I'm not lifting up hands and people are falling. But I know I have a word from God today. They are not things. They are not things. But he said, they will still produce death. The Holy Ghost put in this way. He said, the letter killeth, but the spirit give life. You know, what letter was he talking about? He was still talking about the letter of the scriptures that was given down from God. He wasn't talking about something given from the devil. It was the written word of God. And he said, even today, when Moses is read, when people read the scriptures without the spirit, he said, when Moses is read, he said, there is still blindness on their heart. They still cannot hear God. Are we hearing? But Jesus said, you still drink of it. And he said, whoever drinks of the water that shall give him will never thirst. But the water that I shall give him will become in him a fountain of water springing up to everlasting life. So therefore, Christ Jesus is the one that has the living water that everyone is looking for. Christ is I call him the life giver. Without him, there is no life. Pray, are we here understanding it? Without him, there is no what? There is no life. So to expect the Lord is to expect life. To expect, to have an expectation of the Lord is to expect blessings. My sister read this, blessed is the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. Who shall bless us? No. Who has blessed us with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places? And where are the blessings? In Christ. So to expect and have a mind knitted to Christ is to draw on the blessings of God. To have a heart with the Lord is to draw on the presence of God. Praise the Lord. Are we hearing me? To have a heart on something else, if it's not of the Lord, whatever that thing has, that is what we draw from. But I can tell you, if we don't have a heart to the Lord, our heart is on something. Because a man's heart is on something for him to move. If your heart doesn't envision something, you can't even know what to do. No wonder God told Adam, say, Adam, don't partake of the knowledge of good and evil. He said, but partake of life. Eat of the tree of life. The day Adam partake of knowledge, all he could know was his knowledge. All he's going for is his knowledge. What make up his humanity is his knowledge. The more knowledge he has, the more he thinks he feels better. If he doesn't have knowledge, he doesn't feel better. Hallelujah. Without the knowledge of God. And so what I'm trying to say is that the Lord Jesus Christ is the source of life. Our heart to him is a heart that draws from God. Praise God. Now, if God can find such a heart in a place, I can tell you this. There will be mighty, it doesn't matter if there are 2, 3, 10, 1,000, 1,000,000 people, I can tell you that is where the place of the manifestation of his presence will be. And let me tell you this. As we are seated here, do you know that we are the only people that can have our heart to the Lord to draw for him? And he wants us to draw for him for the sake of people who are out there. Let me tell you this. Do you know there are people out there whose heart is crying out for God? Bible says creation is waiting for the manifestation of the sons of God. In other words, those who have known the Lord to be a blessing to humanity. Let me tell you, we are who we are today because of men in the past that knitted their hearts to the Lord and drew for him for the blessings of God to come. Imagine if Paul has joked with the call of God upon his life. Imagine if someone like Peter had just played around. Where would the church be today? Somebody say God is all powerful. We can choose another man. Yes, God can do that. But let me tell you, there will still be delays. Are we understanding me? Now let's come down to our days. Imagine John Wesley played with his calling. Where will be saints today? Imagine Martin Luther said, oh, it doesn't matter. The pain will be too much. Where would be the people of God today? God, what God and the devil always need the heart of men. If we don't give it to God, the devil will use it. I can assure you. There is no mind that is a fallow ground. Every heart is either needed to Christ or to darkness. That is why many times we serve ourselves more than God. That is why we can see, we can have all the knowledge, but a sinner can go by and we have no heart for the salvation of that man. Our heart is full with our problems, how we are going to break through, how it is us, whereby what is in us is the solution to the world. Let me tell you, whether our heart is to heaven or not, there is something in you that is making a demand of your life. And you know something? It is the presence of God. It is the presence of the Lord Jesus Christ. I don't believe that Christ has come to live in us just to live in us and play. I believe he has come to live in us to walk through us to touch other people. Yes, I believe the children of God should be blessed. I believe when we gather together, God wants us to be blessed. God is a prosperous God. God wants all our needs to be met. God wants all this and all that to be born. I agree and I believe that 100% with every believer. But if that is a full stop of our Christianity, then we have missed it altogether. Oh my God. Jesus said, whoever drinks of the water that I give shall be living water. Let's look at our life. Do we not need living water? Yes, we do. Let's look at our church. Do we not need it? Yes, we do. Let's look at the city and the society. Do we not need it? Yes, we do. Let's look at families all over the world. The youth and the young. The businesses in the world. Do they need living water? Yes, they do. Somebody told me an unbeliever. I was sharing some things we said. He said, you know something? He said, Christians, if that is what they have, he said, they are the solution to the problem of the youth today. Now, he has problems with drugs. And I began to speak to him. And he said, Lord, Dapop, he said, if everyone is doing what you are doing, he said, my, it will be so nice. Now, he doesn't know Christ. He doesn't. But he could sense that what was being spoken was a word of deliverance that he needs. And in my heart, I keep thinking, how many other people need the people of God to counter them? The devil has been successful in one thing. I'm not giving him glory, but he has been successful in somehow using, creating situations around believers and problems and cares of this life to the point that we have limited the blessings of the new covenant to solving our problems rather than other people. We have thought to have a ministry is to be behind a pulpit and to solve other people's problems. We have believed that what Christian is all about is just to come to church, our name is registered in heaven, and that is all. But I'm afraid that some people might be disappointed. Because of recent, I've been looking at the parables of Jesus concerning the talents. And that man that was cast into outer darkness, his story, the more you look at it, the more you kind of think, wow, there is need to be cautious. We need to kind of think and say, why has the Lord given me the Holy Spirit? Why do I have the Holy Spirit in me? And my next door neighbor doesn't have the Holy Ghost. Why has God decided to dwell in my heart? And here are people just coming to the church fresh. They don't even know how to walk in the Spirit. But here I am, I've been carrying God about for the past 10 years. And yet I cannot build up a saint and be a blessing to a saint in the church. If we can't be a blessing to a saint here, it tells me how much we are even not making a difference at our place of work. Because it's easier here than there. Praise the Lord. It shows me how much we are being prevailed over when we get out there. I understand my wife preached some things about visions and planning last week. Oh, praise the Lord. I thank God for that word. And everyone were blessed. Oh, Lord. I think we need to plan how to get ourselves filled with the Holy Ghost every day. Amen. I really planned that very well. Verse 15 said, the woman said, sir, give me this water that I may not thirst, nor come to draw water. Jesus said, call your husband and come here. The woman answered and said, I have no husband. Jesus said to her, you have said, well, I have no husband. For you have had five husbands, and the one whom you have is not your husband. In that you spoke truly. The woman said to him, sir, I perceive you are a prophet. Our fathers worship on this mountain, and you Jews say in Jerusalem is the place where one ought to worship. Jesus said to her, woman, believe me, the hour is coming when you will neither on this mountain nor in Jerusalem worship the Father. You worship what you do not know. We know what we worship, for salvation is of the Jews. I think that is the question we need to answer here. When we say we are worshiping God, do we know who we are worshiping? The reason why the woman had problem, Jesus made it clear. He said, the reason why you are doing this is because you do not know who you are worshiping. What you know is that you are just worshiping according to your knowledge. You don't know who really God is. He said, but we know who we worship. Because salvation is of the Jews. Who are the Jews? The Jews are those who are born from above, who are born again. The Jews are those who are born inwardly of the Spirit. People who are born of the Spirit are those who are Jews today. It's Romans 2, verse 28, 29 tells you. Who is a Jew? He is one who is inwardly a Jew, whose circumcision is of the heart in the Spirit and not in letter. So a Jew is someone who is born of the Spirit
And God said worship belongs to the Jews, to those who have been born of God. Oh, Lord Jesus. And then Jesus Christ said, the time is coming, and now is, that those worshippers will come. Verse 23, the hour is coming and now is, when the true worshippers, which means all these years, Moses, all this year, God hasn't got true worshippers. But say, when the true worshippers will worship the Father in spirit and in truth, for the Father is seeking such to worship him. Now, whatever God is seeking, I believe if we seek it, definitely we will see the hand of God. Because God is all knowing. He doesn't have any need. God cannot be promoted, he can't be demoted. You can't say, oh, God is promoted today. God is the same, he can't be promoted. He is the highest level. There's no ahead is going, there's no below. If he is seeking something, then let me tell you this. If he can find that in you, that alone is a favor. Hallelujah. If God is seeking something, if he can find that, that alone draws his attention to men. And he said, the Father is seeking for those who will worship him in spirit and in truth. Praise God. Verse 24, God is spirit, and those who worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. I want to tell you this, that the seeking, the yearning, the hunger, what God is seeking for, he has been seeking for this for so long. And because the Son loves the Father, in order for God to get people who will really worship him, is one of the reasons why Christ came. It's one of the reasons why he had to come. One of his reasons of coming is to get true worshippers back to the Father. Hallelujah. Please, I'm still preaching prosperity, don't worry. One of his mind is to get, because this is a link to everyone's breakthrough. One of the things he paid for is to get worshippers to the Father. Because Father has always been, the Godhead had no man to worship him. It wasn't that people are not worshiping. Angels were worshiping God. But they were not really assigned to be in the image of God and likeness of God. There was no one that God could look in the universe and say, somebody like me that really can worship me. The animals were already praising Adam. When they come before Adam, they recognize the authority that was upon, they bowed down to him and he named them. They recognize that Adam had authority on earth. And as they come to him, they bow down and he names them. They were already honoring this man, but he was still dissatisfied until something came out of him and he said, this is flesh of my flesh and bone of my bone. There is a similarity. Like in this contest, he's been looking for spirits in his image that will serve him. And the only way he could ever get it was to come out from him through giving birth. Hallelujah. And to give birth, Christ had to come in the form of man and did the giving birth on the cross of Christ. Hallelujah. The book of John 3, verse 3, it says, John 3, verse 6, I mean. It says, that which is born of the flesh is flesh, and that which is born of the spirit is spirit. Do you see that? John 3, verse 6, that which is born of the flesh is what? Flesh. That which is born of the spirit is spirit. Now look at that which is born of the spirit. The first spirit is capital S. And the next spirit is small s. That which is born of the big spirit is what? Small spirit. What is the difference between this big spirit and the small spirit? One, the big spirit is spirit of God. The small spirit is our own spirit, the human spirit of man. And so when Jesus said that the Father is seeking for those who worship him in spirit, look at the spirit Jesus used. Did Jesus use the big letter S or the small letter S? Did he use the small letter S or the big letter S? God is spirit, and those who worship must worship in what? In what? Spirit, small letter S, and in truth. Praise God. Now, that means to be born of the spirit is to be born into a realm of worship. It's that God has finally projected, produced in you something that can truly worship him. Oh, I don't know if I'm getting something here. I won't really go deep into talking about worship, but I want to really have also have our mind on the call of God, on the assignment of God, on the purpose for living. Praise God. Because no matter what we do, I found out that Solomon said, he said, I've done everything, and I found out that all are vanity upon vanity. He said, only one thing matters: to fear God, to eat and drink, work with your hands, and enjoy the labor of your hands. He said, anything apart from that is vanity upon vanity. Praise the Lord. And God was saying here, now listen, a price was paid for this. God had to go to death to get this. So I can tell you that God is really serious about having people who will worship him in spirit and in truth. Hallelujah. God is a big spirit. He cannot touch physical things. But he's seeking for those who worship him in spirit and in truth. And the Lord said, those who are born of the spirit are spirits. So that means my being born again is that I was formed into a spirit that was born of God, that has the ability to worship God. Do you know what Romans chapter 8 verse 16 says? Do you know even after the spirit gave birth to you, the spirit continued to confirm to you that you are a child of God. You are a child of God. You know why? Because it is very important. This identity is so important in the life work of a Christian to fulfill their purpose in life. Romans 8 verse 16. Do we know what it says? Do we know? Who knows Romans 8 16 here? Who said I can quote Romans 8 16? It says the spirit bears witness with what? Our spirit, that we are children of God. How did you get that spirit? It was born. And after the spirit was given birth to, the spirit next went into an assignment. And what was the assignment? To give you assurance that you are now a child of God. 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 That means, in other words, why is he affirming that? Because to be a child of God has a different vocation and call from just being anyone living on earth. Hallelujah. Praise God. You know what? If we do not know that we are children of God, we will think and think life continues the way they are. All we will know about our salvation is I have my name registered in heaven. God has to help me in my family, has to help me in my finance, has to help me in everything. God has to help me, and the only thing I'll do for him is to come to church, lift up hands, and at most be an usher in the church and wait to die and go to heaven. Praise the Lord. And so with that kind of realm, even our early morning quiet time to be with God, we will not do it. Even to be with God, we will not do it. You know why? Because we see our salvation just around ourselves. You want our heart to be knitted to the Lord. In fact, it starts with our quiet time. I want to say, people, we went for a conference and Pastor Chi came with this word. I said, my, this is really on spot. Said, this is really on spot. Anyone that was in that conference who did not get that right, I don't know what we can get right again. If I ask and I say, this morning, what has God taught you this morning? What did the Holy Spirit spoke to you about? Hallelujah. I don't know how many people could say, the Lord spoke to me this morning. I had God this morning. God ministered to me this morning. You know why? Because I spent time with him. Praise God. Or else what we'll do is that we'll come on a Sunday. We'll wait for the next Sunday. And what I see before us, not as a church, but before the body of Christ, is more than that. Sense of God is more than that. Are we understanding me? Forgive me if I'm speaking this way, but God is demanding your worship. What does worship mean? Worship means to become humble, selfless. It is not about singing. Singing is just a part of worship. Worship is about being selfless. Like Jesus Christ said, I have nothing of my own to do. My reason for living is nothing. The reason why I'm living is to be obedient to you. The reason for my living is to fulfill your cause and your purpose on earth. I'll give you what worship me. Jesus put it this way. He said, when you pray, pray like this. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. I call that worship. That's the definition of worship. How many times will you see them? The Bible says, and Jesus went to the mountain and he sang. You tell me how many times? Only one time when he was getting close to the cross. And the Bible says he sang hymns and songs. And it was him that he sang. But if you look at the life of Christ, he was always worshiping God, always. You know why? He was telling us what it means to worship God. God could not get anyone to obey him. Let me tell you, right from Adam to the Lord Jesus Christ, no one could live a life of obedience totally to God, except Jesus Christ and the believers today who has his spirit in them. That is why I said, among those who are born of God, there's none that is as great as John the Baptist, except the least in the kingdom is greater than John. Because a divine ability. Do you know what your spirit is like? Your spirit is not different from Jesus Christ. If we begin to worship the Lord with our spirit, what with our spirit, man, obedience will become a lot easier. Spending time with God will become a lot easier. Hallelujah. Being involved in the service of God will become a lot easier. 80% of believers today are begged to work for God. You know why? Because majority are not yet worshiping God in the spirit. But heaven is not having its full price that he has paid for. Because the price was to have worshippers. If God is not getting that, he is being cheated of what he paid the price for. Let me tell you, it is not the devil. It is believer. It is how much we want to lay down our lives. The greatest sacrifice is to deny ourselves and take up our cross to follow him. That is worship. Let me tell you, you know, God knows that to live in obedience to him, we have to be like him. So you know what he did? Through being born of the Spirit, he reproduced his life in us. Praise the Lord. I call it the reproduction principle. He reproduces life in us. Jesus Christ said, whoever has the Son has eternal life. That eternal life is the life of God. If you want one dog here and you want one dog to become many dogs, well, let him go through the process of reproduction and give birth. Then we can have many dogs. But if you put a dog and say, we put a dog here and said, through this dog, I want many cats, you won't get it. When God wanted people who would be able to worship, God realized that those kind of people who would be able to obey must have his life in them, must have his nature. So God had to give birth. He had to come and give birth. Bible says, he that has received the Son has a right to become children of God. Whoever has been born of God overcometh the world. Ye are born of God. Praise God. And so our vocation must be different. Our focus has to be different. Even if it comes down, we have to be people that desires and say, Lord, get my mind back on the Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. You know, every time I look at this nation, I look at people around, I look at Africa, India, everywhere, I kind of ask a question. Imagine if the missionaries that left here, do you know the way the missionary went to Africa is the same way God has brought us here now? When they came to us, if they did what we do or what we are doing, many of us probably will not be here. Many of us would probably have been beheaded for an idol. Because that was what they were doing then. Hallelujah. People were so much into human sacrifices and women, not even second class, but fifth class. So much things by tradition that were absolutely demonic. But when the gospel reached the regions of the ends of the earth, it transforms. Even slavery was stopped by the gospel. William Wilberforce. Men that stood and said, human beings can't be treated this way. They had the life of Christ. They had the voice of God. They knew the mind of God. And they said, we will stand for the cause of Christ in a dry land. We understand me? People were connected with God. And even though as they were going through India, Africa, they were dying. If it were many of us, especially from downtown that I know, that is when we know that I'm the only boy that my mother has in my family. It's as if as people were dying, they were sending more people out. Their mind was that we have to fulfill the mandate of God. Are we hearing me? God spoke to Paul. God said, Paul, go to Jerusalem and preach the gospel. When Paul was about to go, a prophet came and said, Paul, if you go to Jerusalem, I see you bound and afflicted and thrown in prison. If it were me or you would have said, bound, that maybe that is not the Lord. I'm going back. You know what Paul said? Paul said, even if it is to kill, even to death, I am ready to go to Jerusalem. Hallelujah. And Paul got there, and Paul was truly bound, but you know, the satisfaction of the saints was that we are doing the will of God. That means doing the will of God is not defined by what we go through on the outside. It's about, has God spoken? Is it in line with the scriptures? Hallelujah. And please, I want to speak to people who say the Holy Spirit had not sent me. But Jesus is now speaking through the scriptures. Hallelujah. Many people have been staying, not doing anything for the past 50 years in their Christian life because they said the Lord has not spoken. If the Holy Ghost hasn't spoken for 10 years, I wonder what spirit we have. Bible says, the Lord, he that believeth on me as the scripture has said. That means the scripture is speaking. Since the day Jesus was raised from the dead, he never spoke to the disciples separately. He always brings the scriptures. Bible says he brought the scripture and gave the disciples the ability to understand the scriptures. I've showed it to us in Luke 24 before. So the thing is that the missionaries of who we are by people who took the word of God as it is. Hallelujah. Some of them will leave the church in Kent. They will leave Dover. And they will make the covenant with God. And say, if we don't see revival in Nigeria, we will not come back to this land. If we don't see revival in Africa, we will not come back to this land. Praise God. Was it William Carey that went to India? And he saw India, saw the way they were treating women, and saw everything, and he decided that he would give his life totally to stop the maltreatment of women in India. And he achieved it. And it's documented today. You go to India, no one will ever forget. His name is there in their book of records. All I'm saying is that God wants us to worship him in spirit and in truth. I've not even started the truth yet, but I'm just going on the surface. That to worship God in the spirit is to actually come into a place of total obedience to God. And say, not I that liveth, but Christ now lives in me. Do you know that is a sacrifice? That is worship. What is worship? Worship is to bow down to somebody. What does bowing down mean? Do you know many people are bowing down in Africa and they don't respect people? They'll bow down to their father and look up and point to them. Bow down to uncle and their heart is... To bow down, you know what bowing down really means, significant in spirit. To bow down physically means that you are surrendering your rights and your will to take on the right and the will of the person you are bowing down to, which means obedience. Are we understanding? True worshipers in the spirit. And no one can bow down to God except you have the life of God in you. And God has given us that life. So now that we are in the image of God, we can do whatever God can do. Pray. Whatever we see Jesus do, we can do it. Did Jesus bow to the Father? Yes, he did. Bible says he did not consider it robbery to be equal with God. But he made no repetition himself, took the form of a bond servant. Bible says he obeyed even to the point of death, the death of the cross. Now, did Jesus die because he sinned? No. Do you know why he died? The Father said, Son, you can't sin, but I'm commanding you. I want you to die for my purpose to be fulfilled. And just said, yes, sir, and then went to die. Now, if Christ is in us, that means that same spirit and that same ability is in every believer. We just need to work it out. We just need to begin to say to ourselves, I am who God says I am. Praise God. Are we understanding me? Jesus said, I've not come on earth to do my will. If he had done his will, we would have been in trouble. Because he was close to doing it. He said, Father, this pain is too much. He said, I wish this cup is taken away from me. He said, but, thank God he said, but. If he had put a full stop there, we'll all be burning in hell. I know something, he will not go to hell. He wasn't doing it because he sinned. If he had done it, yeah, he would have gone back, but he would have said, look, let them go. I have power to recreate another man. Are you getting me? But thank God, he said, but not as I will, but thy will be done. That, and what is there anyone that will offer any more sacrifice and worship than that? He worshiped the Father. And you know what that worship did? He took him down and brought him back up. Praise the Lord. Even people who are in the old covenant who didn't even have the Spirit of God, they kind of demonstrated it. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Say, if you dare disobey the king and don't bow down to the idol of this gold idol, which signifies idol of mammon today, he said, we shall throw you in the furnace of fire. In other words, there shall be affliction. You suffer dryness, you'll be burned to anger. And Shadrach said, they said, look, even if God will not deliver us, we will still not bow down. And they were taken. Did God help them and said, don't take them to the furnace? God was watching them. God was watching while they were going to the furnace of fire. But as they made up their mind, God went there and was waiting for them. By the time they came down, God was there in the fire with them. And because of the presence of God, the effect of the fire did not burn them. The fire for the first time saw men and said, I saw mortal men that which I have no power over. Lion witnessed a man that he never could tear into pieces. Instead of tearing into pieces, his name was Palok because of people that offered worship to God. They saw everything and said, no, we will still go ahead. Daniel said, I can't but pray. I can't but pray. They said, nobody should pray to God for 30 days. And that thing is going on today. People are not coming to church. I'm praying again. For 30 days, I've sad people said to me, I'm not coming to church for 30 days, for a month. I said, my, this is the same spirit. Everything that tells you don't come to church or don't pray for 30 days, that's the same spirit of Babylon. It is a spirit that has come to choke. Everything that takes you away for 30 days, I'm telling you, you need some things to work it back up. And believers fall flat to it today. It's amazing. Hallelujah. Oh, Lord Jesus. But Daniel said, no, I can't but pray because prayer is my life. He's telling me not to breathe. And Daniel went and continued praying. In fact, that was when he opened the window. And then what happened? He went into the dens of lion. And by the time he got it, the Lord was there. He has shut the mouth of the lion. Esther said, if I go before the king, I will be killed. Mordecai said, if you do not do it, God will raise up another person in your place. But don't think you will go scot-free, because when God raises up somebody, then your life is used on the earth. So you will perish with your household. Because the reason for somebody's existence is purpose. Esther said, I will not miss that. Esther said, "Let if I perish, I perish." Did she perish? She ended up being promoted with the children of Israel. Her name would have gone down in the book of record as one that refused to deliver Israel. The names of ordinary men came in the book of Acts because they gave their heart to the Lord. Some men decided to worship God and say, Lord, this is my worship to you. Praise God. So can we see that worship is more, it's not just about singing. Singing is just an aspect of worship that connects you to him in the place of prayer and seeking his face in prayer. But worship continues in our daily lifestyle and our obedience to God. When you obey God, you worship him. When we have alternatives to do this or to obey God, and we obey God and we worship him. Many times it doesn't make sense, but it is worship. Are we understanding me? Now, can we see? Let's now look at that from that angle. How many worshipers do we have in the church? So God is still looking for true worshipers. Because what he lost in the Garden of Eden was the obedience. He lost obedience and is still seeking for those obedience till today. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. But he can't get it without people who are born of his spirit. So for this purpose, the Son of Man, Jesus Christ, came, that he might destroy the works of the devil. I will end with that. 1 John 3, verse 8. Saints of God, I'm saying this to encourage us, at the same time to provoke us. Amen. Because of what we see ahead of us, of the body of Christ. 1 John 3, the Lord Jesus said this. He said, verse 4, whoever commits sin also commits lawlessness, and sin is lawlessness. In other words, there's a law, but they broke it, disobedience. Can you see? Sin is lawlessness. In other words, a law says this is what should be done. Lawlessness breaks it. How do you break it? By disobeying the law. And you know that he was manifested to take away our sins. And in him is no sin. The reason why he came was because of that. Whoever abides in him does not sin. Whoever sins has neither seen him nor known him. Little children, let no one deceive you. Whoever practices righteousness is righteous just as he is righteous. You know, in those days, Paul came with the revelation of the grace of God, and people misinterpreted Paul. People go about saying, oh, Paul has liberated us. No, it doesn't matter. I'm born again, like what we do today. Doesn't matter, so I'm going to heaven. Oh, you know, I'm no condemnation. I'm a new creation. And all the, that is a full stop. And John began to say, look, and James addressed that as well. James had to address, he said, don't be fooled. Don't ever think that what Christ has done is as a result of this. Liberty means liberated from sin. Do you know the liberty in the spirit? She said, do not be entangled. Walk in the liberty where Christ has set you free. What is the liberty that Christ has set us free? It is a liberty from the mastery of sin. When Adam sinned, he put us as slaves under sin. And when Christ took us as, he liberated us from the master of sin and made God our master now. Hallelujah. So we are liberated from lawlessness. We are liberated to obedience. Praise God. He who sins is of the devil, for the devil has sinned from the beginning. For this purpose the Son of God was manifested, that he might destroy the works of the devil. So therefore, sin is associated with the devil. And whoever sins, but because it is associated, Christ came for one reason, to destroy that. So his coming was to destroy the works of the devil, which is sin and sins. And then God is so confident by what he does. When Christ did it, God knows that whoever has been born of God, the next thing he said, whoever has been born of God does not sin. For why? For his seed remains in him. He cannot sin because he's born of God. Can you see why the new birth is so important? Now, he said, whoever is born of God does not what? Sin. What is sin? Lawlessness. What is lawlessness? Disobedience. Whoever has been born of God, you have received a divine impartation. I'm born again. There's a divine impartation in us now that enables us, to love God. So I cannot take the credit. I can only give thanks to God. There is something of God that has come into me that gives me the ability to override iniquity. Temptation can come, like Jesus was tempted at all point yet without sin. That same ability is now in me by the Spirit to be able to overrule and overcome. Hallelujah. So being born again is a born into a good life. The seed of Christ is now in us. So if I miss it and I sin, it will be against my nature. And it will be real, so real to me that you hear me say, Father, I'm sorry. I confess my sins and I know you are just. You are faithful to forgive me. But the reason why I confess was I know it is against my nature. Before I became born again, I would take good, I would take stout, I would take this, I would take that. But after I got born again, something begins to react to it. And you just know this thing is not right. Did we have the conviction of that before? Absolutely no. That is a proof that something is in you. That thing that gave you conviction when you first got born again, do you know that voice is not silence? We have just become too familiar with him. That's all. If we continue to be like babes, we will continue to hear his voice. Don't come to church. It is not a place for you. And the Spirit says, no, you know that is my house. Hallelujah. And many believers say, oh, yes, we have to rest. There is too much problem around you. Just forget the pastor. Forget everybody today. And God said, no. That is where the problems are solved. Go there. Or the Lord exalts, the devil exalts us and give us big promotion. And says, look at all the kingdoms of heaven. And we become proud. Say, now jump down. Say, look at me. Many believers jump. But those that have Christ says, yes, I might have all these riches in the world, but it's nothing compared to the glory that is coming. All these riches is to supply the need of the brethren in the church and to see for the cause of God to move forward. Watch me, Satan, how I'm going to man, how I'm going to finance the kingdom of God to get rid of this kingdom you are showing me. Are we understanding me? Worshipping God in the spirit, God is still looking and searching for such people. But I want to tell you, God has found you. God has found you. You know why? Not because of your ability, but because of what he has put in you. Because of what he has put in you. God never expects any man to use his ability, not by might, not by power, but by my what? Spirit. Who gave birth to you? That which was born of spirit is. So the spirit injected his ability in you by the spirit. Never by your power. Our own duty is what I asked before. How many people are looking towards the Lord? It's coming. How many people? Our eye is to agree with God and have our eyes on him. Say, Lord, I can't do anything. But through the reading and meditating and spending time with God, we allow God to flow through our hearts. We allow him to put his mind and rub his anointing upon us. We allow him to do a lot so that when we stand up, there is an ability we have, we are standing with that we cannot. Praise the Lord. When people begin to criticize you and say you are doing too much, know that you are getting somewhere. When people begin to say you pray too much, know that you are getting somewhere. If all they say is that all the work you are doing, oh, you are doing very well. At least you are working for God, but you are resting in the bed. That's all you are not getting. But when people begin to say, are you the one that killed Jesus? Come and go and rest. Know that you are getting, I'm telling you, you are getting somewhere. Are you doing, is it you, only the Bible, you are getting somewhere. If people have never criticized you and say you are doing too much on things pertaining to the work of God or what God, you have not yet got to somewhere. Hallelujah. I've been through that many times. Prayer, the word, walk. Are you the only one? Then I know I'm getting there. Hallelujah. If everything I'm doing is making sense to men, then it doesn't make sense to God. Because who are you when men lift up their voice and praise you and commend you? God said that, oh, you have not yet. But when men begin to say you're on the tumor, that means you are really tapping into the heart of God. Hallelujah. May the Lord give us the mind of Christ. May the mind of the Lord be activated in our hearts. Saints of God, I want us to really take this word with a good heart. Hallelujah. Let me tell you why. Because many of us are about to step into divine destiny. We don't need to toy to it. We don't need to do all these things. All we need to do is to love God. I can give us 7 steps to get things and to do all that. But let me tell you this. I found that the men that love God, God comes upon their humanity and glorifies his name. There are some people here, God really wants to launch you out in a big way. But there are hindrances. There are various voices. You are listening too much to the voice of the stranger. There are voices of strangers, but God is sending me to tell you today that remember that I am a shepherd to you. And a sheep knows the voice of a shepherd. Reason is because your breakthrough is the breakthrough of many. There are many people wallowing in darkness today waiting for your manifestation. Praise the Lord. I was entrusted many years ago to just go and do some findings concerning a mission conference. When I did that job, through that I connected with the man of God, brought him to the headquarters church. The man held the mission conference for the first time. It was through the relationship between that man and our apostle that the connection to Bishop Smith came. And through that connection with him, some book of destiny was opened to my life. If I joke with that assignment, I said the Holy Spirit has not told me. Not knowing that my obedience in doing that is my link to what God wants to do in my life. I've seen people that will just say, just do this. And all they do, they just sacrifice to the Lord and give themselves for it. And when they begin to hear God, begin to confirm and even prophesy their destiny is linked to it. Pastor, did God speak to you then? No, I just had an impression and I just said, do it. There was a need, do it. Ask Moses, the people that he said, go and carve. You have skill of carving. God did not tell those men that they have skills. It was Moses that God told. God, and Moses just went to that and said, this is a tabernacle plan. Build it for us. You have skills. Continue to do it. And they found out that they were skilled in those areas and began to do it. That was their purpose. Are we understanding me? Many of us need to understand that we are children of God. You are not an ordinary man. There is a divine ability in you. That seed in you is not a seed of rebellion. It is a seed of obedience. How much we have used that seed, one day God will ask us. The seed owner will demand for his seed one day. The life owner, the one that has that eternal life is Jesus Christ. He's going to demand for his life one day and say, how much of my life have you used to make a difference? I gave you 5 portions of my life, 2 portions, 1 portion. What did you do with my life? Because it's not yours. Hallelujah. I want us to bow down our heads. Thank you, Jesus. I want us to come in with the Lord and speak to him. I want us to ask God one first question and ask him, Lord, what would you have me to do? What is my place in the body of Christ? Why do I find myself here at this time? What is my place in the church? Give me, show me the reason for my life. Show me the reason for my destiny. Let's begin to come in with God. As we do that, I want us also to ask God. Bible says, lay aside every sin that easily besets us. I want us to begin to lay aside and tell the Lord, whatever worries, whatever ache, whatever the thing that is like a means in which the adversary always voice to you, I want us to begin to lay it aside. Lord, I lay aside whatever. Everything. Minister D led us in prayer. He said we should pray for anything that is hindering us from hearing the voice of God. Many people can't know the voice of God. What is it that is hindering us from walking the purpose of God? One is fear. The one talented man said, I was afraid. And God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power, of love, and of a sound mind. Oh, Shanta Rabba Sandoro. Oh, Lord Jesus. Oh, Lord Jesus. Oh, Lord Jesus, have mercy. Oh, Lord Jesus, help us, Lord. Oh, Lord Jesus, help us, Lord. Oh, Lord. Even though the time has come, and in this time, your word says the people are not able to endure sound doctrine. But I thank you for giving us the ability
to endure your word and to walk your word. Lord, I pray for activation of purpose, destinies to be unlocked today. Thank you, Jesus. What now is in need in your life? Physically, some of us might be going through struggles in our finances, struggles with our health, struggles with our emotion. Some of us struggles with our children, whatever physical need. Now tell God, because of this reason why I exist, these obstacles, I'm now giving them to you. See, for the sake of your purpose, I'm not bringing this obstacle. Somebody, why will God bless me? Because I'm called according to his purpose. If I give any man an assignment, I'll make sure he's comfortable to do that assignment. And from that angle, we are now telling God, Lord, this financial thing in my life, or this marital struggle, or this emotional struggle, I just can't help my emotions. Or health or whatever, I'm now laying them down to you. Because for the sake of your purpose, I stand now to fulfill the mandate of my life. I lay down my own life and give you my problems. He said, cast your cares upon him, for he cares for you. Now, I lay down mine to do yours, and I cast my own cares upon you. I cast those finances upon you. I cast that joblessness upon you. I cast those worries upon you. I cast the marital struggle upon you. I cast, oh Lord my God, my emotional instability upon you. I cast that immigrational problem upon you. I cast that fear upon you. Begin to cast it upon him. But before we know that we have yielded to the assignment, we know that our reason on earth is for a different purpose. Santo roboto rikese breketaria sanda. Santo robobo darikase. Santo batirika so brakata. Tarobo sondo. Rikatori eke sente yebe bebe. Oh, tarika sando robobo. Rekase to roboto rika sento. Ma sento roboto rika santa yamata. Seta rabato rika sandara. Oh, Rabatorikasa, you are equipped for the work of ministry. Oh, Rabatorikasanda, Lord Jesus, Lord Jesus, Lord Jesus, right now, Lord, I pray for your impartation. Impart him, oh Lord. Release your grace upon him like never before. Jesus, Lord, I thank you. Lord, I thank you. Lord, I thank you. Father, I pray, Lord Jesus, grace, strength, grace and strength, grace and strength, grace and strength. Lord God Almighty, I pray, O God, Lord, grace, strength, that worshiping unction. Lord, a true worship of God, Rabato Rekasandara, Spirit of God, Spirit of God, Spirit of God, Spirit of God, Spirit of God. I know a man in Christ. I've come to a vision of the Lord. Let there be a release. Impartation of visions. Oh, from above, let those needs drop away. Let those afflictions drop off. Ah, let life come. Let newness come.
Masanta Rabababa. Oh, new things shall come. Oh, newness. I release grace upon you. Strength in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord God Almighty, burdens are lifted up. You will be strong. You will work strong. The grace of God be upon you. The strength of Jehovah come upon you. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. You be a different woman. You will fulfill purpose and destiny. Everything that stands as hindrance against you, they are collapsing right now. In the name of Jesus Christ, there is a newness. God will visit you. There is a visitation coming upon your life. There is a fire of the Lord coming to visit you. You will see things in a different way. In the name of Jesus Christ. Father, I thank you, Lord, for divine connection in our life. Yes, newness. Lord, I pray for divine covering, divine impartation, acceleration. Lord, catapult her to a higher realm of spirituality. Let it manifest in a physical life. Lord, financial needs are gone. Every heartache are gone. Let us step out by faith. Oh God, in the name of Jesus, you will see the glory of God. You will see the glory of God. You will see the hand of God. In the name of Jesus Christ. Oh, the hand of God. The hand of God. In the name of Jesus Christ. You will see the hand of God. God, I believe, is visiting your son, my sister. God is working mightily in his life. There is a change coming in his life. And that change will be marked, hallelujah, very soon. He's getting better, but his health and his condition will be more and more evident. He's going to be calling upon the name of the Lord very soon. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. But you must be strong. You must be strong in the Lord. You must receive grace. Your eyes must be open. Thank you, Father. Lord, I pray for strength upon our life. And I sense the divine connection coming to you. Lord, I thank you, God Almighty. Lord, I thank you for what you are doing in this young man. Here, we soak him under the blood. Use him as an evangelist. Lord, let the fire that is in him manifest and burn. Let it begin to burn and touch every corners of this city. Let it touch every corners of this world. In the name of Jesus, I prophesy to teachers to rise up, missionaries to rise up. I declare administrators to rise up. I speak to financiers to rise up. I speak to the financiers and the businessmen to rise up in Jesus' name. I declare with this word of God that says worship, may the blessing and that which attract the attention of God be so much drawn to you that what is assigned to you and a portion for your life cannot but answer to your call in the name of Jesus Christ. Father, I thank you, O God. Ah, you will rise. In the name, I release grace. I release impartation. Fire upon your life. Ah, let it begin to burn. In your dreams, let it burn. In your wake, let it burn. In the name of Jesus, reproduce. In Jesus' name, bear fruit. In Jesus' name, let fruit be born. Bear fruit, increase on every side. Ah, let wisdom in you begin to flow. Not let be imparted. In the name of Jesus, everything concerning you, let it be settled. Let it be settled. Let the finances be settled. Let favor come upon you. Favor upon you. In the name of Jesus, you lay your hands on anything, I declare it prosperous. Because it is for the purpose of God. I declare it prosperous. Let it be enlarged and increased. In the name of Jesus. Not only shall you stand to glorify God here, but you shall be a blessing to nations. That which God has put in your hand, let it multiply and continue to multiply. In the name of Jesus, the grace of the Lord, the increase of God upon you in the name of Jesus. Multiply, reproduce yourself in the name of Jesus Christ. Multiply, reproduce yourself, increase favor on every side. Let there be enlargement in that which you have laid your hands on. Let the business enlarge. Let it go to the nations. Father, I thank you, O God, in the name of Jesus. As we lay hands, I thank you for impartation. Oh, receive in the name of Jesus. Just be enlarged. Stretch out the curtains of your dwelling. See beyond the four corners of this nation. Let that which can bless the nation be given to you in relation to wealth in the name of Jesus. Take it in the name of Jesus. Father, let it be so, O Lord. Enlarge him in his heart, in his mind, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Lord, we give you praise. Daddy, we bless you. Father, we glorify you. Oh, Master, we exalt you here. We bless your name. We give glory to you. In the name of Jesus Christ. Can we just rise to our feet? Let us rise to our feet and begin to wave to the Lord. Just begin to wave to him and thank him. Begin to wave to him and thank him. And give glory to his name. Just begin to bless him. Bless him. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus Christ. Give him glory. Give him glory. Give him glory. Go ahead. Go ahead. Go ahead. Go ahead. In the name of Jesus. Santo Robokoshanda. Just give him glory. Say, Lord, I give you glory. I receive by faith in Jesus' name. Say to him, I thank you that I'm a worshiper. I am born of God. I am not lawless. I am a worshiper. I will go all the way by the strength of the Holy Ghost. And I am blessed everywhere that my feet tread upon, you have given to me. I will make a difference and leave a legacy. I will worship you in spirit and in truth. Because according to your word, I know I am born of God. Rebellious is not in me. Disobedience is not in me. I come to the knowledge of who I am. I will rise. I will rise to the vocation and the calling of God. In the name of Jesus, I rise right now. Manchester shall, because of me, change. Manchester shall know that I tread upon it because of the presence of God and the glory of God. Great Britain shall know that my feet are crossed over this land because I am blessed of God. In the name of Jesus, I come against every voice that says it is not yet time. I rebuke them in Jesus' name. I come against every principality that says it is not yet time. Procrastination, anger, and all distractions that says it is not yet time. We come against you in the name of Jesus. I bind you now. I say, go, you Jezebel spirit. You witchcraft, I cast you out in the name of Jesus. We declare that it is time. We will build the house of God. We will fulfill destiny in the name of Jesus. Oh, Mashata Rabababa. Yeka Terriko Soto. Fata Yabababa. Say to yourself, it is time for me to fulfill purpose. It is time for me to manifest. Procrastination, I rebuke you in the name of Jesus. Laziness, I rebuke you in the name of Jesus. It is time. It is time. It is time. In the name of Jesus. Moshanta Rababa. Masanta Rababa. Thank you, Father. Lord, we thank you. Lord, we thank you. There's a song in my heart. I just want to sing it and I'll take my seat. It says, I have come and bowed down at your feet, Lord Jesus. In your presence is fullness of joy. There is nothing. There is nothing. There is no one to compare with you. I take pleasure in worshiping in spirit. I take pleasure in worshiping. Oh yes, Lord. I take pleasure in worshiping you, Lord. I have come and I bow down at your feet, Lord Jesus. He says, I take pleasure in worshiping the Lord. I take pleasure. As we sing that, I believe the grace of worship will come upon us. Praise the Lord. Let's sing it one more time. How many know that song? I have come and bowed down. Let's sing it. Go ahead, worship team. I have come and bowed down at your feet, Lord Jesus. Oh, yes, Lord. In your presence is fullness of joy. Go ahead, give him praise, worship him. There is no one, there is nothing to compare with you. Lift up your hand, don't just stand like that. Let's lift up our hands to the Lord and worship him. Just close your eyes and worship him. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. I take pleasure in worshiping. Thank you, Lord. I take pleasure in worshiping you, Lord. Yes, I have come. I have come. Thank you, Lord. I'm bowed down at your feet, Lord Jesus. In your presence is fullness of joy. Thank you, Father. Close your eyes and lift up your hands. Please worship the Lord. There is no one. Let me sing then. I have come and bow down at your feet, Lord Jesus. In your presence is fullness of joy. There is nothing, there is no one to compare with you. I take pleasure in worshiping. I take pleasure in worshiping. I take pleasure in worshiping you, Lord. There is nothing. There is nothing. There is no one to compare with you. I take pleasure in worshiping. I take pleasure in worshiping. I take pleasure in worshiping you, Lord. Father, even so, when you were worshiped at Jericho, Lord, the walls came down and you gave a divine instruction after worship. Even so now, O Lord, I pray. As you told the children of Israel, you said, bow down, for I am the captain of the army of God. And the instruction went forth to go around the walls. Even so, I pray for divine instructions. That those who are not clear concerning the vision of God for their life, that you open up your plans for them. Amen. And not only that, the walls came down. And as this worship has gone, O captain of the army of God, Christ Jesus, the great high priest, the Lord of hosts, the man of war, let every walls begin to crumble now. Let every walls begin to crumble down. Every wall of limitation, I declare right now, let them crumble down. Let their foundation be taken away. Let them come down. 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 I speak in the name of Jesus. Amen.